practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And I do trust and pray that this broadcast will help you to prepare yourself to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing local church in just a few hours from now. But I thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company today. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled Angels We Have Heard on High. How we can thank God for the fact that He loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to be born and placed in that manger, and then 33 years later to go to the cross to suffer and bleed and die on that cross, paying the wage of sin, and then coming forth out of the grave 3 days later to give eternal life to all who call upon His name. That's really what the Christmas message is all about. It's not just about angels and shepherds and a baby in a manger. It's about God sending Jesus Christ into the world to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve, and how we can be thankful for that. I trust that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never called upon His name and asked Him to save you, I encourage you to do so today. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and as I said a moment ago, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And if you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church this morning. Today at 9:30, we will be having Sunday school with classes for all ages. At 10:30 will be our regular morning service. And then this evening, our evening service at 6 o'clock. Now, normally on Wednesday night, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study and children's ministries. But this Wednesday, since it is Christmas Eve, we are going to be having a special Christmas Eve candlelight service. And we would invite you to come on out and be a part of that. The theme of our candlelight Christmas Eve service this year will be The Light of the World is Jesus. And it'll start at 6 o'clock and go just about an hour. And we'd love to have you come on out and bring the entire family. We will have a nursery for the children, and then, of course, room for you and the rest of your family. Come on out and be with us. It's always a blessed time to get together on Christmas Eve for our candlelight Christmas Eve service. Everybody will have a candle that at the end of the service they'll be able to raise up and shine forth, as it were, symbolically, the fact that the light of the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come on out and bring the entire family and join with us at our candlelight Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve. That's this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Now, if we can ever serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And of course, you can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And if you'd like, go to our website, which is simply www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn about our ministries. But our main desire is to know that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. And so I ask that question to you personally this morning. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you do, I rejoice along with you. But if you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, why don't you call upon His name right now? The Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And then Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 goes on to say, the wages of sin is death. And that word death means separation. And the fact of the matter is that those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior are united with God through faith in Christ. But those who've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior are spiritually dead and do not have a relationship with God. And if they die without trusting Christ as Savior, they will spend eternity separated from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. And even though Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, it goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. During this Christmas season, we all give and receive gifts, and that's a blessed time to be able to do that. But the ultimate gift is the gift of salvation through faith in Christ. Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, why don't you receive the ultimate gift of being born again, of becoming a child of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, by simply saying, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your personal prayer, the Lord is a Lord who will fulfill His promise, and He will save you, and He will give you the forgiveness of sins, and He will give you eternal life. And if you make the decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, because we have a little booklet that we'd like to send you. It's entitled, Now That I Believe. And that little booklet will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Make sure that you know the Lord Jesus this Christmas season and that you're living to serve Him. Let's pray. Father, I do thank You once again for the opportunity that we have to bring this program together today and to send it out over various radio stations. And Lord, You know the needs of all those who are under the sound of my voice, spiritually speaking. And I pray that those who do not know You will come to the saving knowledge of Your Son, the Lord Jesus, and that those who do know You will grow in Christ as the result of this broadcast. But above all, I pray that You'll be honored and glorified through it all, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's another Christmas carol, The First Noel. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and I'd like to read with you verses 8 through 11, where the Word of God says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "What If Jesus Had Not Been Born?" let's listen to the song, "What Child Is This?"
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet?
You know, December is a precious time of the year for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And even though we do not know the exact date of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Christians have been celebrating His birth on December the 25th ever since 336 A.D., when the Roman Emperor Constantine deemed Christianity as the official religion of the Roman Empire. History says that he did so in order to counteract some of the paganism that was associated with December the 25th back in those days. Well, it may be that we do not know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, but for centuries, Christians around the world have gathered in their homes and churches to honor the birth of Jesus Christ on December the 25th. Now, even though we may not know the exact date of the incarnation of our wonderful Lord, we do know that Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and that He grew and increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. And eventually, Jesus Christ went to the cross to provide redemption for all who will trust Him as their personal Savior. That's the biblical truth for which we give God praise, thanks, and honor all year long, but also during this Christmas season. But did you ever stop to ask the question, what if Jesus had not been born? Think about that. What if Jesus had not been born? Now, most of us probably have never asked that question, but I encourage you to take some time to consider what the situation would be like without the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just share several things with you this morning, what it would be like had Jesus Christ not been born. First of all, if Christ had not been born, the integrity of the prophetic scriptures would have been lost. You know, as we read the Bible, we find that there are at least 55 Old Testament prophecies given for and fulfilled regarding the birth of Jesus Christ. And even if one of them would not have been fulfilled, the integrity of the rest of the prophecies in the Bible would be null and void. And that would have been the case without the birth of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ being born in fulfilling prophecy gave true integrity to every other prophecy that's been given in the Word of God. Secondly, if Christ had not been born, the miracle of the virgin birth, which is foundational to Christianity, would not have occurred. You see, it was the virgin birth of Jesus Christ that kept Him from being born with the sin nature, and thus qualified Him to bear our sins in His body on the cross, which would not have been possible without His birth. And of course, without the virgin birth, Jesus Christ would not have been qualified to go to the cross. So we thank the Lord for the virgin birth of Christ. Thirdly, and again, think these things through. If Christ had not been born, the reality of God's sacrificial love would not have been revealed. You see, God's love for mankind was clearly taught in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, in Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, it says, God has loved us with an everlasting love. But the depth and the sacrificial aspect of His love for the whole world was clearly revealed through the birth and the work of Jesus Christ on that cross, to the point that we recognize John 3:16 that says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But had Christ not been born, the reality of God's sacrificial love would not have been revealed. Number four, if Christ had not been born, God's redemptive work for mankind would not have been possible. Think about that. If Christ had not been born, God's redemptive work for mankind would not have been possible. There is no way that a true sacrifice for sin could have become a reality apart from the birth and the incarnation of Jesus Christ. You know, the sacrifices that were offered back in the Old Testament were sacrifices that only covered over the sin of the people. But when Jesus Christ went to the cross, his sacrifice was so pure, so powerful, that it takes away the sin of all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. But had Jesus Christ not been born, that great redemptive work of Christ for all mankind would not have been possible. So we give praise and thanksgiving to God who brought Jesus Christ into this world to provide us such a great salvation. Number five, if Christ had not been born, the revelation of God in the flesh would not have been possible. If Christ had not been born, the revelation of God in the flesh would not have been possible. You know, the entire life and ministry of Jesus Christ on the earth presented the reality of the person and the greatness of who God is, which apart from his incarnation would not have been revealed. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The greatness of God was seen in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, which would not have been revealed apart from the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number six, if Christ had not been born, the message of the gospel would not be known. You see, the incarnation of Jesus Christ is foundational to the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin for all who will call upon his name and ask him to give them eternal life. Without the incarnation, that would not be possible. You see, the gospel, in a nutshell, is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that would not have occurred had Jesus Christ not been born. So thank the Lord for the birth of Christ. Number seven, if Christ had not been born, the greatest gift of all mankind would not have been possible. Without the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the free gift of salvation from sin, and the reality of eternal life with God in heaven for all who believe would not be possible. Just think about that. Have you ever stopped to think of what would have been the case had Jesus Christ not been born? Let me review those with you. If Christ had not been born, the integrity of the prophetic scriptures would have been lost. If Christ had not been born, the miracle of the virgin birth, which is foundational to Christianity, would not have occurred. If Christ had not been born, the reality of God's sacrificial love would not have been revealed. If Christ had not been born, God's redemptive work for mankind would not have been possible. If Christ had not been born, the revelation of God in the flesh would not have been possible. If Christ had not been born, the message of the gospel would not be known. And if Christ had not been born, the greatest gift of all for mankind would not have been possible. Now, it's obvious that those seven points are very basic to the message of Christianity. But many times, even those of us who have known the Lord Jesus for a long period of time do not take them into consideration. But simply speaking, without the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole human race, including you and me, would be lost in our sin and bound for an eternity in the lake of fire, separated from God forever and ever without any remedy at all. And so we can thank the Lord for the fact that Jesus Christ was born, and that he did go to the cross, and that he did provide salvation for us all. But the question is, how should we respond to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, number one, make certain that you personally have trusted Jesus Christ alone for your salvation and for the forgiveness of sins. Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you have, I rejoice with you. But if you haven't, why don't you call upon his name and ask him to save you? Secondly, as a Christian, share the message of the good news of the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ with others as you have the opportunity to do so during this Christmas season as well as the rest of the year. And then thirdly, give God the glory and the praise for all he has done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord that Jesus Christ was born, that he was placed in that manger, that he went to the cross, upon which he suffered and bled and died, and then on the third day rose again to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. That's the real meaning of Christmas. Let's thank God for it, and then let's share that message with others as well. Well, it's been a delight to have you there by the radio, And I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. But until next Sunday morning at this same time on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Website www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.